Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply float like a butterfly. Float like a butterfly. My friends, of course, you're familiar with butterflies. They're amongst the most admired insects on the planet. In fact, more books, poems, songs, and sonnets have been written about the butterfly than any other insect. When children are in school, the research studies show the number one insect drawn, colored, and copied in art class is the butterfly. It's also the most popular insect collection. Everyone that collects insects almost on a 2-to-1 basis is collecting butterflies. Well, my friends and neighbors, I would say to you that the butterfly is more than just a spectacular insect to watch. We could also learn some lessons from the butterfly as it pertains to running, operating, growing, developing, and expanding our businesses. Yes, my friends and neighbors, I say that if we take a few pages from the butterfly, we can get better as professionals as well as improve those around us. Our FLOAT acronym gives us those 5 key components that I hope we get a chance to finish today, the 5 key steps of what it takes to effectively run your business like the butterfly. The F in our FLOAT acronym reminds us that we must fascinate. Think about it, my friends, how fascinated we are every time we see a beautiful butterfly. There are over 20,000 different species of the butterfly with different wing colors, sizes, shapes. They're fluid in their motion. They're graceful in their glides. Yes, my friends and neighbors, butterflies fascinate. And in business, we only have 1 of 3 options. We fail, we function, or we fascinate. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we either fail, function, or fascinate. Now, most people are in the function category. They just want to do their job. They want to make it from point A to point B, leave the office, and make it through a day. Well, my friends and neighbors, that's not the way the butterfly operates. The butterfly does not just function. The butterfly fascinates. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to be fascinating like the butterfly. Discover new ways to present your products and services. Take your organizational skills up a notch. Spread your wings by exploring new methods and new markets. Yes, my friends and neighbors, let's not just be satisfied with functioning. On the contrary, let's be committed to fascinating. In every aspect of our business lives, we should fascinate. From our presentations to our communications to our follow-up to everything that's on our list, we shouldn't just function like the butterfly, we should fascinate. Yes, my friends, that L in our FLOAT acronym reminds us that just like the butterfly, we must have a commitment to last. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we've got to last. You see, the butterfly starts off crawling, but it doesn't quit. Starts off unattractive, but doesn't quit. Starts off in a restrictive, confining cocoon, but it does not quit. See, success is predicated on how long you can last. The endurance of the butterfly is what's most remarkable because no butterfly begins as a butterfly. They've got to make it through those early larvae phases in order to become those beautiful creatures that we admire so much. Yes, my friends, I would challenge you to gauge your level of endurance. If you're about to quit right now, I'd say to you, my friends, just hang in there. It's just a cocoon. You'll break out in a minute like a beautiful butterfly. If you're contemplating giving up, I'll tell you, my friends, don't do it just yet. Hang in there because success is all about those who last. We've all heard the stories of Thomas Edison and Alexander Graham Bell and the Wright brothers, how they tried not just tens of dozens of times, not just hundreds of times, but thousands of times to perfect the products they're known for today. To create those innovations that we see didn't happen overnight. They were like the butterfly. They had a commitment to last. They didn't just come and go. No, my friends, they went through the challenges, crawled like they needed to, avoided the pitfalls, and still made it to the top. That O in our float acronym reminds us that butterflies are offenseless. Yes, my friends and neighbors, butterflies are offenseless. Butterflies don't bite. They don't sting. They don't invade people's homes. They don't crowd our space. They don't travel in swarms. They don't even make noise. Butterflies have no offense mechanism. Why? Because they're too focused on their purpose to hurt somebody else. My friends and neighbors, one of the biggest challenges in business today is people spend time offending other people. They're too focused not on their purpose, but on the actions of others. So they complain, they criticize, they condemn, they confuse, they disappoint, they sow discord. They're not like the butterfly. We have to be like the butterfly. We should live in a world and create an environment where there is no offenses, where we're not trying to hurt someone, but we're trying to help someone. You see, butterflies carry pollen from plant to plant. Butterflies are pretty with a purpose. So they look good on the outside, but they don't allow how they look on the outside to stop them from doing their jobs. Butterflies work all day in spite of the fact that they've got a target on their backs. They're some of the lowest on the food chain. Birds eat them, people hunt them, yet the butterfly keeps on working. I say, my friends and neighbors, that we have to be just like that. The insect, the butterfly, has no offenses. Again, it doesn't bite you. It doesn't sting you. It doesn't even make a noise when it's in your area. You open your door, the butterfly is not coming in like ants. No, my friends and neighbors, butterflies stay outside. They're not interested in what you've got going on because they're too focused on what they've got going on. Isn't it amazing, my friends and neighbors, that some of the most positive people you know are also some of the most focused people you know, that some of the friendliest people in the world are those focused on their missions and accomplishing their goals. The ones, on the other hand, that create all of the challenges, they're the ones that are most of the time not focused on excelling and advancing. On the contrary, they're offending and they're not doing what they should do best. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we should learn from the butterfly that A in our float acronym reminds us to mimic the butterfly's appetite. Have you ever thought about what a butterfly eats? You see, a butterfly eats the nectar that comes from flowers, the sap that comes from trees. It's no wonder why the butterfly is in such a great standing amongst the world, because they have sweet that goes in and sweet that comes out. See, when we develop an appetite for only that which is good, that's going to determine our destiny for greatness. Yes, my friends and neighbors, if we can kill appetites for negativity, kill appetites for things that are not right, kill appetites for junk in our minds, but only crowd our heads with all that is good. Let me ask a question, my friends. What's in your appetite? Do you have an appetite for rumors, gossip, junk, mess, innuendos, lackadaisicalness, laziness, and attitude problems? I hope not, my friends. I'd hope that you've got an appetite for good, an appetite to read the best books, to watch the best shows, to learn the most you can, to absorb all the good that this world has to offer. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we can be like the butterfly. Finally, my friends, let me hit the last point that T says. The butterfly is transformable. See, the butterfly is not content to staying the same as it is. On the contrary, the butterfly is committed to change. All caterpillars, not 99.9%, not 98.7, no, my friends, every single caterpillar ever created turns into butterflies or they die. They're all on a mission to become butterflies. If they live long enough, they will be a butterfly. There are no exceptions. That gives us the understanding that we too should be committed to change. We too should be committed to transforming. We also should be committed to doing better for ourselves and becoming a bigger, better, brighter you than we've ever been before. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we can transform and become better versions of ourselves if we float like the butterfly. I hope you enjoyed this training segment. And if you did, my friends, I can assure you, Success Training Institute will grow your business and change your life. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.